The evidence for the resurrection was pivotal in my decision to become a Christian. First, there's the empty tomb. Everybody in the ancient world acknowledged it was vacant. The question was, how did it get empty? The authorities made up the absurd story that the disciples stole the body, even though they lacked motive or opportunity. Second, there were eyewitnesses. More than 515 individuals encountered the risen Jesus, and hardcore skeptics like James and Saul of Tarsus were transformed into believers. As British theologian Michael Green said, "The appearances of Jesus are as well authenticated as anything in antiquity. There can be no rational doubt that they occurred." Third, there are early accounts that date back so close to the events themselves that they cannot be the product of legendary development. And fourth, there's the willingness of the disciples to die for their conviction that the crucified Jesus came back to life. They didn't just believe the resurrection was true. They were in a position to know for a fact firsthand that it had actually occurred. Nobody willingly and knowingly dies for a lie. To me, the bottom line was this. Anybody can claim to be the Son of God, but only Jesus Christ proved it by conquering the grave.